Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. This is Propaganda, the show where we dive into the world of football clips, find out what's been said by Leeds fans, by opposition fans, by fans in the wider football world. The funny stuff is away from Leeds at the minute, isn't it? Let's be fair.
It's best avoided is the Leeds stuff for the most part, but we've got some Southampton fans.
Dan, Michael and Rob on this show with you that is brought to you by...
Levi Solicitors. Yeah, those guys. Those guys still. 600 houses, you know, they've sold or bought. They've conveyanced. For the Square Ball listening people. So that's good, isn't it?
It's really good.
If you were buying or selling a house, where would you go for your conveyancing?
I'd definitely go to Levi Solicitors because they're paying us to say that.
Levi Solicitors.
That's what you do as
I've
well.
I've heard it every week for about 2 years.
Imagine what it's like saying it, Rob. LeviSolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball to get your 10% discount on your legal fees. Yeah, 600 houses bought and sold through our... Is it an affiliate link?
I don't think it's an affiliate link. It's just
telling them.
It's just, yeah, just we kind of trust them to say it's working or not, don't we? So, yeah. And it does, amazingly. So, well done, me.
Congratulations. You're the real hero here, aren't you?
Thank you very much.
Right, what are we doing?
Bad weekend, wasn't it?
What, again?
Again. Again, another one. How did you enjoy it, Rob? You weren't. We had Moscow being positive, actually, which upset a few people.
Oh, upset me. Not in the mood for it.
I enjoyed you nearly dropping a C-bomb, which was good. But yeah, I've kind of erased it all from my memory. I was trying to think this morning, I generally don't remember anything from the game. Partly because I watched the second half from the bar for the most part. But yeah, wasn't fun.
Like the good old days.
Yeah, well, we have been a few times this season sort of wistfully looking back at those Champo days. It turns out it's rubbish. Like, it's not worth doing at all. Like, it's much better when we're good and we win.
Yeah. So Southampton didn't enjoy it a huge amount either, even though they won, because obviously it was fairly meaningless to everyone by, well, when did Ipswich's second go in? About 47 minutes, wasn't it? From that point on, it was like, well, this is...
I mean, it was a nothing game. It was over when Ipswich's first went in. Because even really. If Huddersfield had scored once, they weren't overturning that.
No, they were never winning that game, were they? Despite some of the great foundations Warnock laid for them in pre-season.
Which we'll get onto, actually.
We'll get onto Neil Warnock in a little bit, yeah, but their manager had come out and said... they spent all the time in the pub and they're a set of fat wasters.
paraphrasing.
Probably had some sports science phrases to use instead of that. But yeah, that was the gist of it. But let's say Total Saints. I kind of agreed with their assessment of it, more or less.
Russell Martin, like Steve said, I think he looked at Leeds and he looked at Farker and the way he likes to set up and just thought this will work against them. The midfield was remarkable. You saw it with... Lynn Downs in the first 5 minutes. I think he got the ball and ran forward about 50 yards with it, with no one getting anywhere near him. Walker Peters did it the from the other side, you know, from the right-hand side as well. And it just seemed to me that Leeds have got the four players up front, basically. And once you got past them, they reminded me a little bit of Manchester United's forwards. They're not interested in tracking back at all. So the two lads in midfield who aren't the best... we're just swamped, and we've seen it ourselves this season. If you don't protect the back four, then it doesn't matter who's in the back four; they're going to struggle.
Felt a bit mean.
What, to compare us to scum?
Yeah,
nobody's that bad. Jesus.
Yeah, I watched. I was saying to Rob earlier before we started recording that I watched the Southampton highlights back rather than the Leeds version because I wanted to see their chances more to see what was going wrong, and it was full. It was full Jesse Marsh times just. Passing it to the back post and there's like three or four people there just waiting to tap it in. There were a few that they messed up from that situation as well, but it could have been a bit worse for us.
I mean, he mentioned Kyle Walker-Peters getting loads of space, which is unfair because he was on Junior Firpo's side, who didn't really seem to know he was playing football on Saturday, which was a shame.
It was a return to form for Junior Firpo, wasn't it?
Yeah, I must admit, I feel guilty because I made him hero of the issue. And even that, in that, I was like, well, there's no one else. And I did mention in that, I'm trying really hard not to jinx this. Like, it's literally the last issue of the season. So we're going to have to do it eventually. And then I immediately regretted it.
Right.
I think it's got to that point of the season where you're looking across the team and going, oh, I don't mind if all of them leave.
I loved you a few months ago.
Summer's coming round now, and really, if nine of you left, I'd be all right with that.
Anyone but Archie.
Yeah, more or less. And even him, get a good offer.
Come on. It's not over yet, but we would like to congratulate Southampton on their playoff final win against Leeds at Wembley.
Yeah. What on earth makes you think they're getting there?
Well, the fact that they turned us over with relatively...
No, sorry, we're getting there.
Oh, we're getting there.
They might well get there, sorry. Yeah.
Well, if we're going to get there, it'll be so they can extend the hurt and the pain a little bit longer. So if we go out in the semi-final, we get a mercy killing on the 16th of May. But why not string it out for another 10 days and make it the final where the stakes are higher and the disappointment's greater and the cost is higher?
Okay, that sounds Leeds-y enough.
Yeah.
Should we go match day vlogs? This is a bit more Southampton, a bit more playoffs, and I think he invents a word as well.
Oh, good.
But if I was a Leeds fan, I'd be a little bit concerned. You know, they're run a form coming towards the end of the season. In fairness, so Southampton has been pretty poor. So I think both sides going into the playoffs will be feeling a little bit apprehensive. But for me, I mean, we're going into the playoffs and not one of those clubs has beaten us. So I'm still nervous for the playoffs, but you know, this side should be well enough to do it. In the final third, I thought we were fantastic, and certainly playing out from the back, there were moments of absolute brilliance. So, but I do think Leeds weren't quite at it today. I mean, they've got some unbelievably talented players in their squad. Somerville had his moments. Jorginho Ruta also looked pretty good at times. But yeah, very, very decent result.
You feeling apprehensive about the playoffs?
I've never been more apprehensive.
Bless him. Well, we've all done it.
Was Ruta good at the weekend? Did he have flashes? I can't remember any of the game.
I didn't think he was.
Non-existent was the word I was.
Okay.
Non-existish. Yeah. I was thinking.
Flashes of non-existish.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think any of them were good, was the gist of it from the weekend.
No.
I think Pirro, according to the FOTMob algorithm-based ones, he was our best player, but that's because he scored.
Yep.
I can only assume was the point of difference, because what else did he do in the game?
I liked it when he ran back and tackled that player. And then when he booted that player at the end, that was good as well.
Yeah. I've had enough of talking about Leeds. Makes me sad.
All right.
We'll resurrect the cycle of hope towards the end of the week when Phil turns up and he's all measured and sensible with his sensible opinions.
Well, before we divert completely,
go on.
Should we discuss Ipswich's celebrations a little bit?
Do we have to?
Yeah, well, I've been avoiding this.
Can I leave the room then when this is on? Because I've got no need for it. I don't need to hear this. Do you know what? I've realised, actually, people like getting wound up by the sort of Leicester and the Ipswich reaction online. I've just kind of disengaged from it all, and it's not affecting me in the slightest, which is why I don't want to listen to this, because I've not listened to or seen any of it. Saw it doing the rounds. I was like, do I need to see that and get annoyed? No. Just bookmark. Save it.
Well, this involves... Involves?
Oh, you're inventing words.
You're too apprehensive.
It involves a resident of Bradford. So,
right, oh.
So I'm blaming you for this.
A fellow countryman. Cityman.
Yes. Cityman.
Yeah, fellow, yeah.
Okay.
Fellow Bradfordian.
So it's from the Ipswich celebrations. This was some stuff on Sky Sports News from the look of the clip that I saw. I did admittedly have to try and do some research to find out who this guy is that's shouting, because I don't know who it is, because I'm too big time to know any of the Ipswich players are. Even though they've...
I'm glad the real you's now starting to come through on this show.
Even though they've absolutely humiliated us in the league by beating us by 6 points in the end.
Yeah.
It turns out. But
only because we let them.
That still doesn't mean...
We let them, Michael. We let them.
Yeah. That still doesn't mean I need to acknowledge any of their players.
No.
Titus Bramble, Marcus Stewart.
Kieran Dyer.
That's kind of the Ipswich era that I'm aware of. Richard Wright. Remember him?
Of course, George Burley in the dugout.
Yeah, of course. But this guy is called Caden Jackson, apparently. He's played quite a few games.
His name's what, sorry, John Walk?
Yes. No, he's from Bradford, this guy. I think it's Stuart McCall.
Oh, right, okay.
I think he's who we're talking about here. But he's the person that you can mainly hear on this clip. But there's the main person they're talking to, who I also don't know who he is because he plays for Ipswich. He's slagging off Don Goodman, which I think is actually fair enough.
Leeds are falling apart again. Leeds.
I'll have to sit for six weeks now and listen to Don Goodman tell us we're not good enough, you know, to do anything like he did in the champ.
Don Goodman, we're still balling.
Don Goodman, apparently we're still going to finish mid-table, Don, but don't worry about it.
And Leeds are falling apart.
We worked so hard.
Leeds are in the playoffs. Leeds are in the playoffs.
Next season.
Vamanos!
I mean, I think that's fair enough.
It's fine, isn't it? Whatever, really.
Yeah, slag off Hinchcliffe now. Come on.
yeah. Hinchcliffe does need more abuse, actually. He used to be Goodman, didn't he? He was our main point of beef.
Yeah.
Maybe he's turned his attention to Ipswich to annoy this year.
But I think everybody just gets annoyed at them because everybody thinks the commentators are biased against their team and, you know, the co-commentators as well. I think it's just because the kind of Hinchcliffe and Goodman are just a bit crap.
Mm.
And they annoy everyone.
You never see Hinchcliffe getting a Monday night football invite, do you? He doesn't fill in if Carragher or Neville's unavailable. It's not like they go, oh, well, he's proved himself in the EFL. He's a championship level pundit. And they might let him out for, like, you know, Luton against Crystal Palace or something. But he's not been near one of the big games, is he?
Although, talking of unexpected promotions, have you seen the referee from the weekend? He's got a Premier League gig at the weekend, the upcoming weekend, which
really?
Is remarkable. Yeah.
He was awful.
He really was bad.
Absolutely awful. I don't think I mentioned enough of it on the match ball, but we've said in weeks before, like, the refs sometimes you can tell that they're just guessing.
Mm.
They just don't know what's happened, so they just guess. And he was doing that so much. We've said about him letting everything go, you know, cards wise, until somebody had a bit of a spat and then he booked both of them. But a lot of the decisions, just completely guessing. And when they're guessing, you can tell because they always go with the defensive team.
Yeah. Did you see the... do you remember the one where it was kind of in the north-west corner? Sam Byram fouled Che Adams and he didn't give a free kick for about 10 seconds. Che Adams continued like rolling around on the floor and then he eventually gave the free kick.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was like, oh, he's only giving it because he's rolling around. Watched a replay of it. Sam Byram like fully breaks his studs down his ankle.
Right.
It's quite obvious. And I think maybe the ref should have spotted it, but I think he just missed it and then went, oh... Actually, it does seem quite hurt. I'll probably give a free kick. I'll just pull it back, even though it was quite a while ago. I don't think he booked Byram for it, but I mean, it was definitely a yellow card, wasn't it?
It was the one that Firpo got booked for when it was so blatantly a corner. I was in the bar watching it on the telly. Hadn't even realised that Ipswich's Southampton's third had been disallowed. And yet even I was like, come on, mate. Like, that's the most blatant corner I've ever seen.
I feel like yellow cards given for going mad at a ref should be rescinded if... It was proved that you were completely right to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like if someone can just show them the video and go, it clearly was you got that wrong. It was a corner or whatever. And they'd go, yeah, all right, fair enough.
But the point is, all those errors will be flagged up as they do the review of the match. And they look, don't they, the PGMOL or whatever, with their assessors at incident by incident. And they judge key incidents as well that might have affected the game or swayed the game. Mm-hmm. But also they do analyse every decision. So it will get flagged up and reported on, but there'll be no comeback from it other than, well, you got 70% of them absolutely spot on there or whatever. There's no accountability, is there?
Mm.
And I want that. So I think we should go back now and take that corner and watch us hit the first, first man.
And what a corner it would be.
Please, can we stop talking about Leeds?
Okay, fine. Anyway, Caden Jackson is out of contract, it seems, at the end of the season. So
from Bradford?
Yes.
Well, I look forward to seeing him in the Bradford Dole office.
So he could...
Not that I go there. I don't go there. This is my gainful employment now.
You're still signing on as well?
No. Cut that bit.
Shit.
Still, is it disability you're claiming or is it that just limp, standard job seekers?
That limp is real.
Yeah, fine. I've seen you. Everyone's seen you down Bradford.
Down the ski slope.
Kaiser Soze.
Right, where are we going to?
Let's stick on a bit of Warnock.
Right,
mentioned
can we?
Mentioned him then, didn't I?
Yeah.
He's been... Speaking to a former Leeds manager.
Is this two Leeds legends?
Yes, let's go with that. Yes, no tippy-tappy football.
This time last year, Sam Allardyce. raking in half a million quid, whatever it was. So no tippy tappy football is Sam Allardyce's podcast, and Warnock's been on there as a guest. This feels a bit sort of crossing the streams on Ghostbusters, this.
He has been on it before. The thing is, because I always want end up watching Warnock stuff for this, you realise he's got about 10 stories that just come out every time. The amount of times I've heard him talk about Adel Taarabt and, oh, he'll get you the... I turned up and people said, he'll get you the sacky. Well, you can't play him. Just always the same stuff. But anyway, I did. I mean,
it's not like us to just like keep rinsing the same point over and over again, is it?
God no. Thankfully, YouTube does have a double speed, so you can whiz through it a bit. But here he is talking a little bit about what motivates him.
You've got to have something that motivates you. Everybody's different. Mine was trying to show to the person that's got rid of me what a mistake it was. That's been my all the way around. And I mean, I've never felt there's any stress in the job because, I mean, look at my hair. I mean, it's like a young pup into the air, like, you know what I mean? There's no stress in the job, is there?
You're looking well, Neil. Looking well.
I know. But it is. I mean, the young managers today have got it a little bit more difficult because of social media.
Correct.
Social media is everywhere now.
And the type of football they have to play.
Yeah.
Oh, what an absolute cross to bear, isn't it? You got to pass it on the ground and pass to teammates, and they've got to play.
He hates social media, doesn't he, Colin?
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking all over Twitter the other year, aren't he?
Is he joking about his hair? I'm not sure. I don't know if he still thinks he's got a full head of hair.
Right.
Even though it starts...
Maybe that's what it's always been like, though.
Halfway back is on his head. Yeah. I don't know if he just looks at it and goes, that's more or less a full head of hair, isn't it? Yeah. It's quite thick around the back. And I've kept it in the same sort of style.
Mm.
But revenge, anyway.
Yeah.
Proving to the last person why they shouldn't have got rid of him.
When he said to her,
Warnock's revenge bod.
What motivates me? I thought he might have said money, because a lot of managers are motivated by money, but not, no.
Not Warnock.
Not Warnock, no.
Not Warnock. Anyway, I think he talks a little bit about how managers have to play in this clip as well. And this is him talking about how to get success.
To get success, you have to find a system that suits the players you've got. You can't go into a club like some managers do now and say, right, I'm going to play this way.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You've got to go and see what you've got. What's their strengths? How can I get the best out of him and him and him? And plan a system like that. A lot of the young managers now, they go in, and this is the modern way.
This is my philosophy.
My philosophy is pass, 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 pass.
Yeah. Again, yeah. See the theme that's, yeah.
All this stuff, he always talks about this as well. You know, you've got to have a system that suits the players. Has Warnock ever had a different... He's basically had the same system in place.
Which is what?
Get it fucking up front.
It's got to suit the players. AD White, go stand on the right wing.
Yeah.
Lump it up to Danny Webber.
Yeah. It's got to suit the players, and it's got to be get it forward quick. No tippy-tappy football.
Well, I was going to say this. If ever there was an... I know, you know, the internet exists in echo chambers now, doesn't it? But Jesus, this is the ultimate echo chamber, these two.
Anyway, his hate of modern stuff continues throughout, as it always does. Although Allardyce has to almost go against Warnock at points, because Allardyce is then, oh, well, we had kind of comes in at points and goes, oh, we have video screens and we'd be showing stuff and we'd do this analysis and have people watching and they'd be feeding information back to me and stuff. And you can see Warnock's a bit like, all right, well,
data.
Good for you.
That's Sam Allardyce, who in his first Leeds press conference said, it's all about staying ahead of the game, which I did in 2003. And even that is futuristic to Neil Warnock.
I laugh my head off when I see people on the bench
writing a thing down.
And they said to me, well, what do you think? I said, well, he's obviously the game's that boring. He's doing his Tesco list. He's writing what he's going to buy at Tesco. It can't be anything else. You can't tell me, watching a game, you can't remember what
your
weakness and strength, yeah, what you're going to say at halftime. You write it down. I'm not having that, Sam.
Mm. So he's rejecting pens and paper.
Writing stuff down.
They'll be reading next if you're not careful.
If writing stuff down's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a piece of paper here. Like, so if I, you know, when we're talking and I think, oh, that's a point I'll bring up in a couple of minutes, so I don't forget it, I can sometimes write it down.
Picturing him patting down Kevin Blackwell to make sure he's not got a pen with him on the touchline. You've let me down here, Blackie. What's this?
Yeah.
Is that a notebook?
I was just going to draw some pictures, Gaffer, I promise.
It's kindling. I brought this notebook as kindling.
Anyway, sure, let's just finish on a bit more delusion from him.
Probably the clubs that I've managed to, I hope they've enjoyed it. I think everywhere I've been, I've left them in a better state, even when I got the sack. I've left them in a better situation. And I think I've made people smile. I think I've enjoyed it. Even Middlesbrough, when I went there, it was COVID. And I felt I had to lift the area with my press conferences because everybody was depressed. Everybody had got COVID. And I tried to lift the morale of the whole area with my press conferences. And I think it put a smile on people's faces.
Fucking hell, talk about like a messiah complex. Unbelievable.
It's a lot of weight to bear, isn't it? Going up to Middlesbrough, I have to sort everything
out. I used to have to fly in two times. What, 2 days a week?
Those Aberdeen fans.
Lift all area.
Those Aberdeen fans you had on Propaganda a while back, they definitely sounded happier.
Oh, they did. And he left them in a good place. Well, he thinks he did because they won. He beat Bonnyrigg, fucking
Rose
Athletic,
or Rose Athletic,
what they were called. And then someone else in the Scottish Cup who was like another mid-table side around him. And he thinks he did a good job there, even though he didn't win any league games.
They were in a better place when he left because they realised they needed to hire a proper manager.
It's funny, actually, because I was checking in to see where he'd left us. We were kind of mid-table, but about 3 points off the bottom, because the bottom three anyway, because of just the way the league was spaced. And he picked us up when we were a few points outside the playoffs, didn't we? Because we'd obviously employed him to get us in the playoffs because Grayson wasn't doing a good enough job. But the Derby game, when he ends up leaving, all the stuff in that is very much in the same mould as the Aberdeen departure, where he's saying, I'd stay till the end of the season, but I think the fans, you know, it'd be better for a new man to come in now. And, you know, they can have a look at it for next year because it needs someone really to come and look at this as a longer term project. And I'm retiring anyway. So this was, you know, it's going to be my last job, is this? So I'm handing it over for the next person. And I would stay, but I'm not going to stay. And I'll have a payoff instead. Thank you very much. And I'll not have to come into work anymore. He'll be back next year.
Yeah, I was just looking actually about, you know, this whole, I often leave clubs better than I find them. I mean, he came in and Middlesbrough were 21st in the league. He took them to the dizzy heights of 17th that season.
Wow. Yeah, but...
And then he announced his retirement, you see.
Yeah, but he didn't go 17th, but you've got to remember the whole region.
Right.
It was a party ride.
You can't be expected to make the football team better when you're lifting millions of people, can you?
No, the weight of that was very hard for him to bear, I imagine, but he did.
So where were Middlesbrough when he left then, in summer 2022?
Don't know, the championship.
Like, yeah, you're asking me to care about something I don't care about, aren't you?
I don't think he got near getting him promoted anyway.
No.
Put it that way.
But then, mind you, then he just went back to Huddersfield just to help him out. Right, where next?
Let's go Champo again. And we've been quite jaded, haven't we? Yeah. The way this season's finished. Not much looking forward to.
Do we need a lift?
To it continuing. We didn't want the playoffs. Hull desperately did want the playoffs. They needed to win at Plymouth to get that. I needed West Brom to lose. None of it happened, but they're happy anyway. This is the Hull boy.
Our friend, the Hull boy.
No matter what happened today, I'm just so proud of this club, where we've come from in the last couple of years, from battling in League One to seventh in the Championship. We can be proud. So I'm happy to be in the Championship. Truth be told, I prefer Championship to Premier League. Sounds cliche. Better days, meet more people, smaller community. And there's no VAR. I'll see you next season. Going to do a few bits in the summer. Focus on me runs. Try and lose a bit of weight. But I hope you have a fantastic summer. Thank you so much for watching. All the very best. Up the Tigers.
I think he might just be my favourite YouTuber.
I'm quite jealous.
Mm. I think he's lying to himself.
You planning to do some running over the summer?
Me?
Yeah. Because I look forward to it. Because you could jog here from Pontefract, couldn't you? On the daily when we come and do our summer shows. And then I could sit and listen to you moan fucking incessantly about your knees and your back.
It's about 15 miles. I think I'd have good reason.
About your knees and your back having given way. I'm in my 40s now.
He's doing some fitness stuff. His Hull boy, actually. He raised some money. Did right. Quite well for some mental health charities the other week.
Good boy. So. Good Hull boy.
Good Hull boy. I cut out the bit where in the middle of where he was moaning about his spot on his face as well, because it just didn't really make sense in the context of it. But yeah, he's happy with his life anyway, and I'm jealous of that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Right, where does the tour take us to now, Michael Normanton?
Should we go unhappy?
If you like.
Let's go unhappy. Yeah. Let's go unhappy Cockneys. West Ham, who we were, again, just discussing in the office, saying how the middle bit of the Premier League is like scum, who were terrible, Chelsea were terrible, and West Ham, who were terrible. They all need to change managers and their entire squad, but they're all like 7th, 8th, 9th or something now.
Premier League's rubbish. Everyone's scared of it. It sounds like they're all absolutely clueless.
Lopetegui's going in there after Moyes, isn't he now?
He is. But yeah, West Ham like lose 5-0 every week and then are still 10th. So there's nothing to really complain about. But they are, well, they've kind of announced now Moyes is going. And as you say, Lopetegui's going in. But their fans are in play the kids territory, which is fine. I don't know who their equivalent of Eddie is that they put in. Did they have like a Mark Noble or something? Mark Noble would be a good shout, actually. Yeah. I think he's there still, isn't he, in some sort of role as well?
Probably.
Get Noble in and play the kids to the end. But I'm not sure this strategy is necessarily going to work in terms of player development for him.
You used two subs, we were 5-0 down. Why didn't you bring the kids on? Why didn't you give these young kids some experience? Why are we not looking for the future? Why are you so pig-headed and so stuck in the present? Like, that you will watch us lose 5-0. And do nothing about it. What harm would have come from 6, 7, 8? I mean, at this point, you can lose 5-0, you might as well lose 8-0 with a banter. You know, but have
just conceded two less at City.
Exactly. You know, we might as well, you know, fuck it. No, that's the game to do it, right? Against City, let's just give all the kids their debuts then, right?
Put an entire team of children out to play possibly the best team in the world.
Right, here you go, boys. We're going to absolutely demoralise you now. All the best.
We're going to throw you to the Wolves. I mean, Warnock came up early, but obviously that was his final throw of the dice, wasn't it? Should we just play Chris Dawson? Hope that works. It's fine. Kill him.
Mad, isn't it? They're ninth as it stands. Wow.
Put all those youngsters in to rack so they can have a record score racked up against them. Because, I mean, we saw when we put our under 21s or 23s? I can't remember, that go into the Johnston's checker trade, Papa John's. Got a few hide-ins in that because playing against men, it's really difficult when you're a team full of children.
Men against boys, Michael.
Men's against boys. Yeah. Was that Swansea fan who was describing men's against boys? Yeah. Saying men's against boys? So yeah, I would get behind it as an idea just because I like to see records being broken sometimes.
But yeah, they've played 36. They've won 13. They've lost 13, drawn 10. Middle of the table. It's fine, isn't it?
They won a European trophy last year, didn't they?
Yeah, but everything exists in a state of perpetual crisis now with football, doesn't it? It's never good enough.
I mean, but they do seem to lose quite heavily quite often.
but do you remember how happy we were to finish ninth?
Yeah, only once though.
Yeah.
And it's David Moyes as well. I suppose Moyes' thing is that he's like a dour pragmatist, which when you've lost 5-0 again, you're just kind of, you're not really getting the benefits of it, are you, if you're occasionally getting smashed. It's a bit like getting Sam Allardyce in and getting relegated or getting Neil Warnock in and not getting promoted. The payoff just isn't worth it.
Did you see Moyes' statement when they confirmed his exit? He was going for Warnock. He was just saying, like, we were near the relegation zone when I came in. We finished 7th, 6th. We won a European trophy. Obviously, not mentioning all the fans hate him in a serious football, but yeah.
That was Allardyce's thing at West Ham as well, wasn't it? That he thought he'd done a great job and still everyone hated him.
Yeah.
No pleasing some folk, is there?
No, and at least we're well-balanced and well-adjusted as it comes to Leeds United, aren't we?
Oh, 100%, 100%. Yeah. But you can sort of tell the way that this is going here because someone walks across in front of the camera at one point and the bloke hosting it is just really annoyed by it and it just amused me.
And it's shit that he keeps serving up.
All that space, mate, yeah? All that space.
And you want to walk through there?
Yeah. Is that right, is it?
Wait till fucking next time I come and walk through you,
Go on. Anyway.
I don't even know if that was a West Ham fan who's walked past him or a Chelsea fan or what, but he was livid about it.
East End beef, innit?
East End beef. That's a West End Pet Shop Boys song.
East End beef?
East End beef, yeah.
West End Girls, East End Beef.
West End Girls, East End Beef.
Yeah,
that's the one. Will Ferrell then.
Right.
He's new Leeds over.
That was interesting, wasn't it? So we chucked in the end of our season, as you are well aware, and finished in the playoff spots. That was all sort of confirmed mid-afternoon on Saturday, 10 o'clock. All the big papers almost simultaneously reported on Will Ferrell being announced as one of our minor shareholders. Mm.
I immediately forgot about blowing promotion. I was just so happy with it.
Punching the air.
Did you see a dead cat on the table?
Mm.
Yeah.
I did enjoy someone on Wacko suggesting that he's going to get Wilf Nonto to play, be in the sequel of Elf.
From one Wilf Errol to another Wilf Nonto.
Okay, fine. But people were saying he was a Chelsea fan was the first thing I saw when he was linked with buying us, and then it turns out he owns us entirely, more or less, from what I've read. That seems to be the gist of it. But I found a clip of him on Sky at a Man City game about a year ago where he was asked the question.
You were at Wrexham the other day.
I was.
And now here to see Manchester City. Who do you support, Will?
Well, I'm on a recruiting trip for LAFC right now.
Ah, so, of course.
Yeah.
So you're just seeing if Manchester City have got any players.
I'm just seeing if they measure up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
to the MLS.
Do you watch much soccer? Is that your...
I watch a fair amount. I have to say I don't really have a side over here. I just enjoy kind of, you know, following all the storylines. And it's obviously a very good league.
I mean, of all the clubs you could have picked...
It's got storylines.
It does, yeah. Well, actually, yeah, it's got good comedy storylines.
To Gary Neville's credit, he does pull a bit of a face when he says about storylines. He's at the side of him and he kind of goes,
he can pull that face all he wants, but that's exactly what Sky do, isn't it? Build up narratives around managers and players and beef and stuff like that. That's what they do. That's what the whole thing trades off.
Doesn't sound like he knows necessarily that much about football.
Is he involved in LAFC?
Yeah, he's one of the part owners.
It's always the way, though, isn't it? Everyone's got a load of celebrity.
Well, if you go, I had a look on their website over the weekend, and if you go onto ownership, he features prominently there, yeah.
Mm. Well, he'll know who Mateus Bogus is then.
That is true.
So he's already a Leeds link.
Maybe that's what Agent Bogus has done. Mm. Yeah, told him, that's the one for you, son.
I thought it was a little bit Jesse Marsh, The Shape of the Cup. It was like, do you watch a lot of football? Yeah. Do you support a team? Well,
do you know what? On the member show this week, we got some points about this from a couple of American fans about. We had a question about why did you choose Leeds? How did you get into it in recent years? And it's addressed actually on this week's member show. But I think it's fine to say, do you know what? I'm recent and I'm new to this. Mm. I'm just exploring my options on the dating scene.
Is that what you separate?
What date? The dating scene.
How is it?
Oh dear Lord, no!
How is it in Bradford?
It's not good. But yeah, just to look at what's out there, and if Leeds appeals to him for whatever reason.
Be honest about it, though, I suppose.
But I think, yeah, I think he was just trying to be, he was answering the question, but while plugging his other interests, wasn't he there, really, in LAFC. But, you know, I look forward to coming to Elland Road at some point, and that new West Stand, if that ever arrives, is going to need a massive executive box, isn't it? All these different owners that keep rocking up.
Nah, it'll only be once or twice a season.
Hmm.
It'd be fine.
What if he
in the South.
In the party cabins.
Welcome to Leeds. Yeah, could come and see us at Wembley.
Could. Which game are you thinking?
Charity Shield 2027.
Okay.
Community fine. Shield, whatever the thing's called now. Anyway, go on. Where are we going?
Well, it's just reminding me of Zach Goldsmith bluffing your way through things.
Right, who is Zach Goldsmith for anybody?
He was up to be London Mayor about 8 years ago, but he turned up to a Bollywood event to try and get his face out there. But rather than say that, I'll say, I don't know what I'm talking about here. I've just come to a thing that I've been invited to. He's asked a question about it, and he just gets so lost.
I'm a Bollywood fan, so anything with a Bollywood theme, I will lap it up.
When you say you're a Bollywood fan, do you have a favourite actor or a favourite Bollywood film?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be able to... What do you think? No, I'm not going to give you one. I can't think of a favourite.
You can't think of a single Bollywood film or actor?
I can't think of a favourite. I love almost everything about Bollywood. I love the atmosphere, I love the colour, I love the excitement. I want as much Bollywood as possible here in London.
Yeah.
Just, who's your favourite footballer?
There's just so many. I can think of loads.
I can't name one. No, I can think of too many.
The kick you, it's the game I love.
Favourite football team? Have you got a favourite team?
Oh, well, it's so hard to narrow down, isn't it? There's so many.
Brazil. Brazil team.
England. Great Britain. I like Great Britain. Oh, dear. Right, so that's Will Ferrell. Then welcome to Leeds, Will. If you're watching, if this is your way into the club.
Listen.
It's a madhouse. You'll feature well. If you're looking for comedy,
there might be better times to announce this. As it was maybe not brilliantly received because everyone went, oh, fuck off. I don't care about this now. Was the real gist of it.
Do you reckon that's a regular sort of, a regular response to news breaking in Silicon Valley? Like, 49ers, you know, the whole Bay Area vibe. Fuck off.
I was going to say, it is difficult to know when the right time is because that is just the general response of Leeds fans. Whatever you tell them, you're just, fuck off.
You'll get once every 3 to 5 years where you might get a good weekend.
Yeah, there's a window, a real small window of opportunity.
You can tell us things.
Good news or bad news, you'll be told to fuck off, is the gist of it. Let's finish on something more positive.
Let's. Cardiff, is it?
Some youthful enthusiasm. So we've been, again, that's already covered, we're furious about having to have at least 2 more games in this season. Just wanted the season to be over with, really. Ending with the promotion. But, you know, equally, if someone just said, the playoffs are cancelled now, I might be like, oh, it's fine. That's fine as well.
Just have some time off.
Just put your feet up. You were going to lose anyway, so I won't worry about it. But Cardiff have had a fairly rubbish season as well, haven't they? Mid-table, fine. But that Cardiff City fan, friend of the channel.
Yep. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show,
haven't you? Yeah.
Friend of the show. He is just desperate to go to games. And he's, even though Cardiff season has finished, he's just still going to matches.
Like, the football season's over, but we're still going to make an effort to go to as many games as possible. Say, Cardiff Met Development versus bloody hell, let's not get hit by a van. That's the main thing. All right, Cardiff Met Development versus Kyra Ely under 18s. So I'm going to predict 4-2 to Cardiff Met. Curtis, what's your score prediction? 3-0 to Cardiff Met. Come on, let's have a good game.
Playoffs or getting hit by a van, what are you feeling?
probably end up doing both.
Yeah.
You know, get down to London. It'd be post-game, wouldn't it? It'd be too kind to be hit by a van pre-game.
Straight out of Wembley.
Charge up Wembley way.
God. Anyway, it sounds like a cracker there, doesn't it? The development squad of Cardiff Met against Kyra Ely under 18s.
I mean, I've occasionally been to watch like Leeds under 21s at Elland Road and I'll be there for about 5 minutes. I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, this is not what I'm into.
You were young once though. I remember I used to go to non-league games when Leeds were away because I never used to like listening to the radio particularly. So I used to go to watch like Ossett Town or Ossett Albion or Halifax sometimes just for something to do. So maybe that's... I don't get quite as desperate as a university's development team against someone else's under 18.
But I remember being a kid as well and just knocking around Sunday league pitches with my dad, you know, like you'd go watch local Sunday league team.
Yeah.
I'd just take my ball down and boot it around and that was it. That's when I enjoyed football rather than it being a fucking chore.
Yeah, it'll be nice in a few years when this guy's just like, I'm fucking fed up. I'm not even going to a Cardiff game. Rather than a bunch of wankers. I hate it.
He's the one with his mate Curtis anyway, and they're having a good time. But Curtis, you heard him doing the score predictions. I like the new score predictions as well because I doubt they've got a huge amount of idea as to who.
Yeah, you're not going on foot mob and getting the form guide, are you?
No, we're going, oh, well, so and so's back.
Pontefract Collier is under 18s.
So they'd predicted big wins, actually.
Right.
But it turns out Kyra Ely of the away team, they've dominated. Curtis, you heard his prediction there. He cuts Curtis off in the post-match because I think maybe he's not quite such a... He's not got the broadcast aspirations.
Is he the Michael Owen of the outfit?
So, full-time, Cardiff Met nil, Ely under 18s. 5! What did you think of today's game, Curtis? Was it a good experience, at least?
Yeah, it was a good experience.
Poor game from Met today. The goals, some of them could have been avoided, but it was a good game to watch. And thank you guys for watching. Make sure you see the next video. And I'll try and keep up with as much vlogs as possible. Thank you guys for watching. See ya. Bye.
I mean, I know you laughed there, Michael. You've no idea, because you don't listen to these shows back, do you? You've no idea what I do to these shows. As soon as you start talking, there he goes. Off again.
Well, let's finish then on what it is good for. Going to a daft non-league game with your mate for, and it's laughing at a woman with a funny voice.
Game's up.
Oh no!
I want to watch this game. I'm sick of it.
Just the childish giggle as they hear this, as they hear a woman saying she's sick of it. Play it again. I've listened to this loads of times. It amuses me every time.
Oh no!
I want to watch this game. I'm sick of it.
Before life became too much.
Something to do with it.
Well, there you go. Is that it for this week's propaganda?
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Drying up now, isn't it? End of the season.
It really is. It really is. Are we still going to do one next week?
Oh, I suppose we'll have to hear from West Brom fans, won't we?
We've got the playoff semi-finals. Fans, that's exciting.
Southampton fans. Scum are still going out there, I suppose.
Yeah, the Premier League season's not done. There'll be some more bloodletting there.
I did listen to some Scum stuff, but it's...
Is it sensible?
It's a bit samey.
Yeah.
Because they're terrible. And they weren't even that surprised to have lost to Palace.
I mean, don't underestimate the power of putting that stuff on the show, I think. Because, you know, if we can't be happy, then at least we can enjoy other people's pain.
Mm. There was even some discussion of whether or not they should just put McLaren in charge for the last few games, including a cup final.
Mm. That would be good.
Which is a desperate old situation, isn't it, to go?
I'm all for it. I think we should.
Darren Fletcher is even there still. He was one name that was mentioned as well. I think it's just people who are there. They're pretty close to putting Giggs back in.
Just put Kieran McKenna in. Completely ruin Ipswich's vibe from this weekend. That's where we're at. I did mention on the match ball that, daft as it is, Ipswich might well end up cheering us on through the playoffs now because we've got Norwich.
Mm.
But hands across the ocean and all that, forget it. Let's have McKenna to Scum. Derail them and he'll fail there.
Yeah, that's
because everyone fails there.
That is true. I mean, because they lost to Palace, Elise scored a couple and he's been linked with a move to him on a few occasions.
But why is he going to want to take a step down?
Exactly. Someone was just saying, what's going to happen is he's done this today. We're going to pay $120 million for him and he's going to be completely shit for us next year. And I thought, yeah, good. And it's that sort of wishful thinking.
Although, watching Casemiro, you know, trundling around in their midfield, doesn't it just give you hope still as a man coming up for 40?
But that could have a stint.
Mm. It's not over for you yet. This show is, though. We'll catch you next time. We'll see you soon.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.